100 years ago today, a silent film, a 13-minute comedy, introduced a new performer to movie audiences. The film was called Making a Living, and critic Bob Mondello says that it left some doubt as to whether its star would be able to do just that. His name? Charles Spencer Chaplin.
Silent film mogul Mack Sennett, who invented the Keystone Cops, is said to have barely cracked a smile when he first saw Making a Living on screen. Watching the 24-year-old British comic he'd hired for the princely sum of $150 a week, he figured he'd made an expensive mistake. This Chaplin kid, playing a swindler in top hat, monocle, and handlebar mustache, was trying too hard, waving his arms around, laughing. He wasn't funny. Turns out there was a reason. Chaplin complained that director Henry Lerman had cut all the swindler's best gags. Lerman was also playing the film's other male lead, and he later admitted he'd taken an instant dislike to the smart-alecky newcomer and mishandled his scenes out of spite. Both of them begged Sennett to let them work with other people, but films got made so fast in those days that before the week was out, they'd already made two more together. Happily, by the third, which was released just 5 days after Making a Living, Chaplin had found his comic footing. It was called Kid Auto Races at Venice, an improvised quickie shot in just 45 minutes without a script to take advantage of an event they'd read about in the morning papers, a children's soapbox derby. The joke? They filmed themselves filming, with Chaplin playing a camera hog who keeps getting between the film crew and the kids in their homemade cars. Lerman keeps pushing him away, and Charlie keeps sneaking back into the frame, wearing a shabby costume he'd grabbed in a rush on the way out of the studio. No monocle and top hat this time. Now he's got shoes that are too big, a derby that's too small, baggy pants, tight coat, cheap bamboo cane, all of which makes the character look poor, down on his luck, a tramp. And on the faces in the crowd, you can see, before a single frame of film has been developed, that audiences get him. Chaplin pretends to be nonchalant, innocent, as he slyly gets in everybody's way, and a few kids in the crowd start to watch him instead of the race. Then, just as you will, they start to grin, and soon they're laughing and pointing, captivated by this little guy who seems as drawn to the camera as it is to him, little knowing they're watching the birth of a 20th century icon, the Little Tramp, who would soon, and for decades to come, be the most recognized and the most beloved figure on the planet. I'm Bob Mondello.